Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Platinum Business Break podcast. Hey, this is the show that pulls back the curtain on what really drives business and also what quietly kills it. Hi, and I'm Dan Owens, and this is sponsored by Platinum Business AI. Hey, that's our proprietary software that helps small to medium-sized businesses with marketing, automation, and AI. That's right, I said it, AI. So check that out. There's a link at the end, link below, and check that out. Hey, and let's just get right to it. In today's episode, which, by the way, is Volume 5, Episode 66, this episode might ruffle some feathers, but it needs to be said. Here we go. Incompetence in your business is the silent killer, and it shows up in two forms, the helpless and the overpromoted. Yeah, that's right. We're not talking about people who can't do their job. We're talking about two major and very real business threats. The first are people who are capable but act helpless or disregard what's going on. That, we call them the manipulators. You know, I sometimes say, hey, that's the Pontius Pilate. You know, I'm just doing my job, and, you know, and I'm just, you know, I can't really help you with that. The second are people who are promoted beyond their leadership capacity. And I call that the lid hitters, okay? And I'll talk more about that in a minute. So this episode is your wake-up call, your playbook, and your mirror. So we're going to go deep on this one. You ready? Let's jump in. All right, first of all, let's start by saying this. Let's name the game. Incompetence is a leadership problem. So before we start pointing fingers, let's be honest. If incompetence exists in your business, the root isn't always the person in the role. It's the leader who put them there, or worse, the leader who left them there. And this is a quote by Simon Sinek. It said, a leader is responsible for the people, not just the performance. But let's not confuse compassion with inaction. Incompetence comes in two flavors. Weaponized incompetence, when people play dumb to avoid responsibility, and what I call lid-based incompetence, when people are promoted beyond their ability to lead effectively. Both are dangerous. Both are costly, and both are cultural cancers if they're left unchecked. So let's talk about weaponized incompetence. And again, that's the helpless on purpose. And this is the more obvious one. And you've seen it before, the employee who always forgets the deadline, or the team member who says, oh, I don't know, I didn't know I was supposed to do that every single time. Or the team member who keeps asking questions when you told them the same thing 20 minutes ago. Or the rep who avoids learning new tools and leans on others to do the heavy lifting. And here's the key. They're not dumb. They're strategic. This is an intentional helplessness, a manipulative move that shifts the burden to someone else. It looks like incompetence, but it's actually a power play. If I act like I can't do it, they think, someone else will just do it for me. And guess what? It works until you draw the line. All right, let's talk about the second type. And this is what I call the law of the lid, leadership that's in over its head. Now, here's the subtle, more dangerous form of incompetence. It's when a decent person gets promoted and they hit their ceiling. Now, as John Maxwell, my friend and mentor, John Maxwell, teaches in his book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, law number one is called law of the lid. And he goes on to say that leadership ability determines a person's level of effectiveness. So really what that means is if a person's leadership skill is a 5, the team's effectiveness will never rise above a 4. Okay, does that make sense? So in other words, that's the lid. So the team is capped by the ability of their leader. You know, again, I hope that makes sense. Here's where it gets real. You've got good employees who are great doers but terrible leaders. And you promoted them based on performance, not the potential to lead or lead a team or lead a company. And so now, you know, they're micromanaging, possibly. They're avoiding conflict. They're not developing people. You know, they never talk to anyone. They're insecure, or worse, they're overcompensating by clinging to their title instead of earning trust. They've become the lid. All right. No one can pass that lid. So they're the ceiling in the department or the company in which they're in charge. And unless you lift that lid or replace it, the team will suffocate. So why does this happen? And I call this the leadership excuse. Why do we tolerate this? So let me give you three reasons I hear all the time and why they're killing your culture. Well, one, we tolerate it because, oh, well, they've been here a long time. You know, tenure doesn't equal talent. And seniority doesn't equal strategy. All right. Number two, oh, they're nice. They're good folks. Nice doesn't move the needle. Competence does. And number three, you're avoiding having the tough conversation. It's short-term comfort for long-term chaos. Let me be clear. If someone's not leading at the level required in the role, that's a you problem. And the longer you wait, the harder it gets to fix. Okay, so what are some real-world consequences? You know, the numbers don't lie here, you know, and we're going to talk about the impact. According to Zengar Folkman, employees with low-rated managers are 4 times likely to be disengaged, you know, or low-rated leaders, or if they don't have confidence in their leaders, they're 4 times more likely to be disengaged. Disengagement equals turnover, apathy, and low productivity. Gallup 2024 State of the Workplace study showed that businesses with poor managers and unclear leadership pipelines lost up to 33% of salary per disengaged employee in productivity each year. That's thousands, if not millions, walking out the door in wasted hours and lost momentum. That's real money, folks. All right, so let's talk a little case study of a promoted problem. Let me give you a real example. A client of mine had a great warehouse foreman, dependable, sharp, got stuff done. So they promoted him to the operations manager. Within 60 days, employee turnover spiked, processes fell apart, and he stopped communicating and started blaming. So what we did is we sat down, we did a Maxwell DISC leadership capacity assessment. Guess what? He wasn't ready. He was a great doer, but a poor developer. So what did we do? Number one, we moved him back into a specialized ops role that matched his skill set. So number two, we mentored another employee into the leadership role. And number three, the culture recovered within 90 days. So this wasn't failure. It was just realignment, or what we call wrong person in the wrong seat. You don't punish someone for being in the wrong seat. You coach them to the right one. All right, that's the responsibility of leadership. So let's talk about, you know, the Platinum Plan. What can you start doing now? And here's your action plan to clean house right away. Number one, you want to look at all your leadership. You want to evaluate their lid. You got to ask yourself, who's limiting the performance of the team? Not because they're bad, because they're overpromoted. Use tools like our Maxwell DISC. Again, we can help you with that. And leadership assessments to find their ceiling. Number two, you want to spot the helpless saboteurs. Look for patterns of passive resistance, manipulation, and learned helplessness. If someone's constantly confused or under-delivering, it's not an accident. You need to address it. But number three, this is really important. You got to build a performance culture. You got to define excellence. You know, what are the expectations? You know, make it clear. You know, and make them sign something. You know, this is what we expect you to do. This is what you are expected to learn and retain. Number two, you want to coach performance. If you're not using coaching, group coaching, or team coaching, you're missing out, and we could help you with that. But coaching performance is very important. And then you got to measure the improvement. You know, there's a couple ways of doing that. You can do that through, you know, internal net promoter scores. I mean, there's a host of different ways. But the main thing is where were they at, and then where did they go to after you defined the excellence and started coaching, okay? So you want to make it safe to grow in the company, but not safe to hide. And some of you know what I'm talking about. You've seen companies so large that people are under the radar. And I think I told this story before. I worked for a company and in our warehouse. A friend of mine, he was the kind of a manager of a department. And he did absolutely nothing. And what he did is he walked around with a clipboard, and he always acted busy. You know, he had a clipboard of paper and a pencil or a pen stuck in his ear. And every once in a while, he'd walk around, he'd get it out, he'd write something. He'd look around, he'd look disgusted, shake his head, and he'd walk off. And people were just convinced, you know, and he was actually hiding in plain sight because people thought he was so busy. Even the upper management was afraid to confront him because, oh man, he's busy, he's doing stuff. Well, he was hiding in plain sight. So you got to make sure that your culture makes it safe to grow, not safe to hide. All right, last one, number four, coach or correct, but don't ignore. Okay, give people a 30, 60, 90-day roadmap. You want to really coach them during that time, okay? If they rise to what you need them to do, that's awesome. But if not, you got to part ways respectfully because you got to protect the team. I know, and that's a hard one too. So coach or correct. And the last one, you got to promote based on the capacity to lead, not time served. Just because someone's been with the company a long time doesn't mean they could lead. Okay, again, right person, right seat. You want to use assessments, you want to do interviews, and you want to have mentoring periods. Leadership is too important to wing it. And again, I've seen this all the time. You know, I've seen companies where they hire people who are you know, they needed a number eight lid and they hired a number five. And it was kind of like a maybe they'll step up. Most of the times they're not, especially if it's a leadership role, senior management, they're not going to all of a sudden go from a five to an eight or a four to a nine. It's just not going to happen. And make sure you're hiring at a higher lid level, you know, just because you want to get the right people in that leadership role. Okay. So here's the final word. You know, we got to say this is the standard. Here's the bottom line. Your business cannot rise above the competence or confidence of your people. No more pretending not to see what you've tolerated for too long. No more rewarding the wrong people with the wrong promotions, and absolutely no more weaponized helplessness. Because world-class businesses, leadership is earned, not handed out like candy at Halloween. So protect your standard, protect your team, audit your team, lead with courage, even when it's uncomfortable. All right, that's all I got today. Kind of a short episode, but I wanted to get this one out because it's really important. And if today's episode, you know, hit a nerve, share it with your leadership team. And if you're ready to stop tolerating incompetence and start building a high-performance, no-nonsense culture, you know, give us a holler. You know, Platinum Business Consulting, platinumbusinessconsulting.com. We can talk about how we can help you. All right. And this has been the Platinum Business Break Podcast. And until next time, lead strong, stay sharp, and never let incompetence run your business. All right. See you next time. Bye.